Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. And you have reached the Holderness Family Podcast on kind of a special day for us.
You know, it is a special day for us. And thank you in advance for allowing us to be a little self-indulgent. But today, if you are listening to this on the day it is released, December 12th, 2023, it is 10 years.
To the day.
One decade since we hit publish on a little video we like to call Christmas Jammies.
These are my Christmas Jammies.
Oh yeah. It's a Holder Nye 2013 in review. Video Christmas card part two. Dancing in the front yard night and day, and the neighbors walk by and this is what they say.
Are those Christmas Jammies?
They are Christmas Jammies. Check it out. We just bought a Prius V and it matches these perfectly. Wearing Christmas Jammies.
That video, it is safe to say, changed our lives. And I'm not one, I know it sounds ridiculous because this is what we do for a living, to make sort of a big deal about stuff, you know, certain milestones and stuff, because like, does it matter to anybody else who's listening? No, it doesn't. But this one felt a little special.
Yeah. For me as well, Kim. I mean, just looking back, and by the way, if you're listening to this on the same day, we're doing like a 10-year anniversary video.
Yes.
That is a parody of our own parody of Will Smith.
Very meta.
Speaking of self-indulgent, like that's kind of weird, but we had a ton of fun with it and we found the old outfits and we got them back on. But I think it's important because it shows how much the world has changed and how much our business has changed and how much our life has changed personally, but also during that passage of time, we have gone, I think, as a, not just us, but as a society, from a group that like used to watch and get all their entertainment on a television to the exact opposite. And we've been so lucky to be around as part of that transition.
Yeah.
And putting our stuff on the smaller screens.
Speaking of business change, oh my gosh, we're so self-promoting. We have a new game. It's going to be available for pre-sale soon. And the first people to find out about it are our loyal newsletter recipients. So if you want to sign up, go to holdernessfamily.com/newsletter. 10 years ago, could you have thunk that we would have a newsletter? And you know,
actually, they had newsletters back then.
They super did.
They're coming back.
We would, no.
We're bringing
them
back.
If you, we have like funny t-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff like that. And if you order by Friday, December 15th, you can get them in time for Christmas, holdernessfamily.com, and click the shop. Okay, that part's done.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we wanted to even do a big video to celebrate this, and or if we wanted to do a podcast or a blog or something like that. So I went on Instagram and I just said, hey, are you guys curious about this? And, you know, would you be interested? If so, do you have any questions? And we got hundreds of questions, but they all fell within the same buckets. So not only did I write a blog about that, if that's your jam, but we can answer some even more of the questions on here today. So do you want to go through it?
Sure.
Okay. first of all, there were so many people who said, I have no idea what you're talking about. What is this Christmas Jammies video?
I'm doing a fist pump right now because I'm excited about that.
Well, I mean, you know, I will never be sad or embarrassed or whatever because that video did so much for us. But I do also love that people have no idea what it was.
Well, if we were still basically running a business based on one video that we made, that would be problematic.
Right. So a lot of people wanted the background. So if you want to indulge me, I can do that part of it. 10 years ago, the goal was to post a silly video just dancing in our Christmas jammies, and it was to announce that Penn was changing jobs, and we were kind of hoping that our families and friends would see it, share it, and we would get a few gigs out of it, because he was a local news anchor. I had worked in local news, but with a friend, we were starting a video production and social media marketing company. Penn worked in TV, and he never, ever saw the kids. The math was not really mathing. I mean, we had 2 months in savings.
It was girl math.
It was girl math.
Boy math too, I guess.
Boy math case. Too.
It was both it math. Was
but we had two kids and only 2 months in savings. So it was a gamble.
I remember it so well. And I'm going to talk about some specific moments mm-hmm. that are kind of frozen in time for me. Mm-hmm. Part of it will be when we actually put the video together, but really almost more important was when I went home and I told you, I was like, I really don't think I'm going to be happy at this job the way that I want to be anymore. Mm-hmm. And my agent had told me that this was the best I was going to get.
Yeah, he called his agent and said like, hey, do you think there's another job out there for me? This is like, we've kind of reached the ceiling here. And he said, mm-hmm. nope, this is as good as you're going to get.
Yeah. And so you and I talked and, you know, I'd already been helping you out with some of these videos, and I think we looked at our finances and said, if we really hustle, like really, really hustle, we can probably like for at least the first 6 months, like have a few clients. Mm-hmm. And if we really knock their feet off their shoes or what is the idiom? Knock their socks off. There it is. I got there. If we have whatever effect on their socks that we want to have.
If we create a laundry issue for them.
We could be happy.
Yeah.
Like we could be happy. And so I went in and I put in my notice and I had never quit a job for nothing before. Usually I quit it for another job and it's an easy thing to say. So I was really scared. And I'll never forget, I did it and I got done and I met you guys at dinner at this new kind of area in our neighborhood, and you and the kids had like a poster,
like a poster.
You made a "We're proud of you, Daddy" poster, and that was the start of it, right? And I just started crying, not just because you guys were supportive, but I'm sitting there looking at you, and I'm sitting there and looking at my kids, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna see them now.
Yeah,
like I get my family back.
Because the kids were in school from, 9 to 3, and Penn worked 3 to midnight. And he went Monday through Friday, basically without seeing the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would come rush into the room when they woke up at 7 in the morning. But he would be super groggy. But that's just not a,
Yeah. And the dinner break was problematic because we had a 7 o'clock newscast. So I didn't get home until 7:45, 8. And that was past the kids' bedtime.
And they were in bed. And then you had to turn around and go back. So. Yeah. It wasn't working. And so we push publish on this video. It got 17 million views in the first week. But more than that, it was on, for whatever reason, it was a slow news week. And it was on Good Morning America, the Today Show, like Chelsea Handler. It was on the Daily Show, like every cable news network, CNN. It was on the front page of Yahoo. It was the front page of YouTube. I don't know if they called it trending back then. So more than the views it got online, it was kind of in the universe in a way that we had certainly never expected. We didn't know that it would. So for those people that are like, what is this jammy business you're talking about? That was it. So what we had hoped would spread the news locally that we were starting a new business, we put the website on there and we got 10,000 emails. And about 9,000 of them were, had nothing to do with people wanting to hire us. I would say, but there were probably 20 emails in there that we dug through that of people wanting to hire
us. Like serious business opportunities.
People wanting to hire us.
Yeah, so that was such a great jump start for what we were hoping to do. Like, looking back on the why has always been a fun hobby of mine. Like, why did this video do as well as it did?
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish it was because I'm a musical genius. I'm not. It's a parody of a song that already existed.
Yeah.
I think that I'm a good editor, and I think that you are an incredible eye above me for editors. And like, what a lot of people don't know is that we redid that video several times, and it would not have been as popular as it was if you had not said, no, we need to go do some more stuff here. This is funny, but here's how it could be better. So I don't know if you remember the last day, we just went out in town and did weird crap.
Yeah.
And then rewrote half of the song.
Yeah.
When we got home. So like, your perfectionism really served you well on those couple of days. But those are two good why reasons. The biggest reason, though, a friend of mine, David Kidder, mm-hmm. we met him a couple of years afterwards just to a mutual friend. I love David Kidder. He's a genius. He said to me, he's like, why do you think that this is all working out for you? And I started thinking like, well, you know, we worked really hard as news people, so we knew how to edit and like all that stuff worked out for us. And he's like, no, you guys hit a convergent point where Facebook and YouTube were looking.
We got so lucky.
They were looking for this exact kind of thing, because creators were going from like shooting a selfie to like slightly heightened entertainment. And he's like, and it was you guys. And that was just luck. That was just crazy timing.
Yeah,
right?
I tell everybody, I don't play the lottery, mostly because there's no way in my lifetime. It was luck. Mm-hmm. There are funnier videos on the internet that haven't gotten that many views.
Right.
So I do think, yeah, like, it was a cute video, but I don't know if we put that same video out today, which, by the way, we're putting out an update on it.
It won't do as well.
It won't. No, because people have seen it. I mean, nobody may watch that. Anyway, so that was, we probably got 50 questions saying, what are you talking about? So I was like, oh, that's great. People don't know what that is. The next question is this your actual job / did you realize it could be a job? And no, we did not realize it could be a job. It got 17 million views in a week, and we didn't know how to turn on monetization. Meaning you could make money on YouTube. Do you want to detail how that works?
Okay, let's start with this. When they say job, what we thought the job was, oh, let's start a marketing agency and we'll make videos for other people.
Behind the scenes.
That job existed.
Yeah.
The job that was emerging was a job where you start a YouTube and Facebook platform and you become a public figure on that platform, which to these days, it's like a check mark or whatever. They didn't have that back then, but if you get if you get enough traffic on your page, brands will call you and say, hey, would you mind dropping our product in here? Here is a flat check. Or you turn on monetization, and provided none of your video is copyright infringed, they will pay you a microscopic amount for each view. It's called CPM, or cost per million. That is a very fickle number. But back in the day, you got about $6,000 for every million views. Right. So we should have gotten like $100,000 from that video, but we turned on the monetization at about 13, 14 million.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Like, it was like, we didn't know
how to, well, and also you don't qualify for monetization unless you have a certain number of hours. So in fairness, we didn't qualify for it, but after the first day we would have.
We just didn't know.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
And by the way, the CPMs are not that high anymore.
No, they're not.
They're not that high.
And they were higher at one point. It's very fickle.
It's very fickle. Yeah. So we did not know that this was a job, to the point where we did work for the marketing company we created and were growing. For 3 years, we were doing work, but I would say half behind the camera and then half like, oh, let's like for fun, put a YouTube video up. Like, we weren't really full time at doing this until 2016. And yeah, so if you're interested in that as a career, or quite honestly, your kids are probably interested in
right.
it. That is how you make money. The ads go out. Our blog, you see, I mean, it might be annoying, but there's like some ads on the side of it. And this podcast, like, we read advertisements, like, because it's products we love and we get to share about it. And you know, so there's little ways, and it's like little tiny fractions of ad shares, but hopefully it adds up. Some years have been very lean. It's not a steady paycheck. Some years have been amazing.
Yeah.
So, but overall we are so like hit the lottery in terms of luck, lucky.
As far as timing, 100%. Yeah. I mean, look, luck is the residue of design. I do think that we prepared for it better than some people just from our storytelling background. But that doesn't make much of a difference anyway. They're amazing creators who have no background and just are themselves, and they do very well.
Yeah. So it's super weird, and we feel so lucky. Okay. The most common question we get asked to this day is about our kids, about what they think about it. You know, this one question, they rarely make appearances anymore. Is that for the sake of their privacy or their preference?
We just asked them about this about a week ago. We try to ask them this
all the time,
very frequently. And the way that we phrase it now that they're old enough, and you did a good job of phrasing this question, is, hey, we didn't really give you a choice to start. We didn't really give you the option to be in this video. We said, hop in this video, mainly because we didn't think it was going to get as big of a response as it got.
Yeah, and they happily danced around because we were. And at almost 4 and 6, they, if your parents are doing something and it looks like fun, you're going to do it. So I do feel guilt. I'm trying to name the emotion I'm feeling. We are aware that we did not have a grasp on what using our kids' images without them being old enough to truly consent meant.
Yes. And the first video, it makes sense, right? Like, here's this family. But they did seem to enjoy it. They seemed to like the fact that, oh, look, I'm in a video that daddy made. I don't think, maybe they weren't old enough to understand the magnitude of viewers, but they certainly did see that we would be walking down the streets and people would say hello to us. Mm-hmm. And as long as they seemed to be enjoying it, and that seemed to be like a healthy plan, and that really was only for like the first year or so that we did this, and we made very few videos the first year or so.
Yeah, we did more around 2016. They were in school, so sometimes I'd come in and pop into them. And what happened was then just naturally, they got into sports after school. And so they would stay after school until 5, 6, 7 o'clock playing sports sometimes. And so naturally, they weren't in as many videos.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, hang in there. We're going to be right back.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Having said that, I think it was a healthy transition. First of all, when your kids start developing, I think their real motivations and like future interests, I think there was a preschool woman who told me that happens when you're 9 or 10. And so that's why, like, when you do sports before 9 or 10, like, chill out. Like, yeah. don't do anything but play before then. And so that kind of syncs up with around the age that they started being in the videos less and less. They do pop in occasionally, and it's always stunning, I think, to people, especially when they see, like, holy cow, Lola is 5'10". What just happened there? Having said that, we do the best that we can, right, Kim, on just keeping dibs on this and asking them how they're feeling about it. And their answer is not always, oh, this is all great.
We're just being completely honest here. It's not an excuse by any means, but just sort of an explanation. We've always paid them. So ever since that first Christmas Jammies video, we have given them money. And they have Coogan accounts. They have a Roth IRA. They have college savings accounts. Like, they are, especially if they appear in a brand deal, they sit there, they get paid. Mm-hmm. But then in addition to that, because they know it goes into this, like, trust account they can't touch until they're 18. So they're like, how much cash do I get? And I'm really like, and they sit there and negotiate, which is hilarious, and they should. So I had to babysit and you had to mow lawns. They view this as a way to make money. That being said, there are many times, like, Lola has said, hey, he got to be in this video. Like, why can't I be in this video? Like, they have asked to be in stuff.
Yeah.
But
equally as many times,
they're like, no. Yeah. Yeah, they don't at all. And we 1,000% respect that. I think one of our kids views it as a career choice and an option. And the other, like, one of our kids will take the password and the other will likely not. It'll be interesting to see how that works. And, like, one of our kids loves it.
Mm-hmm.
When people come up at Disney World and then one of our kids does not.
And that's understandable. Like, that. Yeah. So that's another thing that people ask about, and we can certainly be honest about. When you go from us as a family looking at a video, laughing, giggling, seeing the video, to going out into public and having an interaction with someone, there's some really good ones, yeah, really positive ones. I do think that most people don't really know the best way to react around a child when this is happening, though. And sometimes that's common sense, and sometimes for people it's not. Like, they, you know, so somebody, we're at Disney, and a dad walked up to my son, shoved a phone in his face with a picture of him dancing in his Christmas jammies, and says, this is you, right? Mm-hmm. And my son, like, is tiny. This was like 2 or 3 years ago, and didn't really know how to act. Thank God I was there. And I was like, hey, how's it going? And I'll always try to redirect, because imagine as a child, someone just shoving a video in your face and saying, this is you, right?
Mm-hmm. That's where I feel guilt.
Right.
It's our job, not their job.
Of course.
And so
I feel it too.
And so if our kids, and we talk about this a lot with our children, and we are, if somebody wants to write a thought piece on us about how we screwed up, I'd be open to taking that criticism.
Yeah. I mean, it has happened before. There are thought pieces about this.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think about this specific topic. I think as parents, you know, if anytime we go give a speech or something somewhere, people ask, like, are you afraid you're screwing up your kids? And we do the thing where we're like,
yeah,
okay, raise your hands if you're worried about your screwing up your kids. And everybody raises their hands. It just so happens that if we've done it, it might have been in a public way. I don't want to. That being said, they both think it's pretty damn cool.
They do.
It's so hard. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't change the fact. The fact that they think it's cool doesn't change the fact that sometimes it gets weird.
Yeah.
I have never seen a situation where I was worried about their safety. And so that part is good. But we are public figures. We had a choice. When we put this first video out, do we keep going this way or do we shut it down?
It didn't even occur. It didn't even, I try not to live in regret, but my one, I regret a couple things, but like one of them is that I didn't even occur to me. Okay, let's move on. Another big question is, how does working together impact your marriage? Yeah. You know how when you're really annoyed with your coworker and then you could just go home and then get some space?
Yeah, I do. I know all about that.
Yeah, that can't happen here.
No.
Doesn't happen
there
here.
Is no way. Like, if you get in a fight with your coworker and then you're in the bed next to them, you can't just, like, compartmentalize that. Maybe there are people who can. Congratulations if you're those people.
You win.
We're not those people. I'm going to answer that question, and I want you to answer it, too. I think it has, in the end, heavily enhanced our marriage.
Yes.
The ability to figure out how to do this, but it wasn't without several growing pains, counseling, therapy, and really understanding, like, that a real partnership goes way beyond all of the traditional romantic, hey, honey, thanks for dinner. I'm headed off to work. Like, I think real companionship, you can find like a real vitalized relationship if you do that work.
You know, it's interesting because you would think we talk all the time during the day, but we really do a good job of, during the day, we're talking about work. And when we close our laptops, we are done talking about work.
Yeah.
So I also think that our marriage got better when we got help. So we, Anne Marie and now Sam, and we had, like, Desmond helped. Like, when we got help, like, because every little tiny thing ended up in a fight. And so our marriage improved. So, yeah, we do get asked by couples who work together, who've started business together. They're like, how do you do it? I'm like, oh, bless your heart. It's hard.
How do you have it all? We don't.
We quite physically don't.
We do not have. I mean, yeah. So I think that you, like, I think we've gotten better at just understanding when the other one is feeling stress or pain in the job. I'm just talking specifically about the job and showing support. Like, you've been really supportive of me over the last couple of days.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Putting this, and I'm getting like flashbacks because this happened the first time I made the video. Because when you do like a video that encompasses, here's a video about our entire life. Mm-hmm. There's not just one clip you can just kind of throw out there. There's a million clips. Like, you look at the timeline, the digital timeline for this video I just finished, and it's crazy. They don't normally look like
that. Your eye was twitching last week.
So I was about to say, I've got a twitchy eye, which is stress. I had to cancel one doctor's appointment. I had another one where I need to get new contacts. I don't have new contacts, and I keep forgetting to do that. Like, there's all this stuff. Like, I'm like 8 weeks overdue for a haircut. I'm just a disheveled disaster.
You're
because I've been
great.
Thinking about this video. But you've shown a lot of support over the last couple of days. Not just like, hey, what can I do for you? But just being that kind of steady force. And that's something that you don't learn about unless you spend as much time with each other as Kim and I spend.
Yeah. Here's the funny one. What happened to your TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, so one of the fun things at a Christmas Jammies, all these television production companies reached out to us. And we had a really great production company who we got to see one of the producers this weekend because Anne Marie and Sam and Desmond kind of like surprised us with, like, it was gonna be our company Christmas party, and then they surprised us with, like,
so great.
All the amazing people that had kind of like helped and been part of the it was so, oh my gosh, I'm still recovering. That was so much fun. The show was good. I mean, they did a good job producing it. We're not that interesting. And so
we kept saying that too.
And so it had 4 episodes, and the network it was on decided they'd rather just pay us for the remainder of the contract to have it not air. It was that bad. So nobody watched it. It wasn't that, we are not that interesting.
The production company did a good job.
They did a great job.
I went and looked back over some of it because I had to put some of it in this video that we just released. Yeah. So the other really interesting thing is anytime there's been a TV show that's like, hey, we want to do something on you guys, it always comes back around to them having us do the stuff that we normally do, right?
Yeah.
Like, make videos and then put it on their network.
Yeah, so that's why it didn't work.
Right.
Because, like, we're like, why are we doing what we do?
Like, why aren't we just putting it on our platform
on
where people,
internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we had to figure that out. And so that's like learning curve. At the end of the day, we are not that interesting. Even on The Amazing Race, I don't think if we didn't win, I don't think they would have put us in there much.
Well, the only thing that had us on that show was the fact that it's a great show.
Like, yeah, the Amazing Race format's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good show, and there's a bunch of crazy stuff going on. And, you know, I think we probably checked whatever box they needed from, like, an old couple.
Old married couple.
So that was good.
But I think that we would not have been featured prominently if we didn't win. They would have just minimized our role. Here is a question that was interesting. And it's and a version of this was asked many times. What do you know now that you didn't know then?
Oh, gosh. Quite a bit. What was your answer to that?
I didn't include that in the blog, but...
I mean, I could do probably a list of 10 or 11 or 100 things that I know now. Here, let's go. Everyone in Hollywood is lying to you.
Oh, that's so funny, you guys. Anytime a production company calls you and they're like, we love you, you'll never hear from them again. But if they're kind of mean to you, it'll be great.
Right. Okay. I've learned, that's one thing I've learned. Always, always double check and make sure that there's a red light on your camera when you're recording something.
Because if not, then you're not recording.
Yeah, that's right. Make backups of everything and then make backups of the backups.
And then label the backups.
Yes. What else? Ooh, if you take a really, really long time trying to execute a project, it's very often not going to be as successful as something that's very simple.
Yeah. In this platform, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find a team and find it early, even if it's uncomfortable and financially or whatever, because if you get stuck in your own head forever... Even in a business that's so subjective as this, if you don't find the right team, then you're never going to be able to reach the heights that you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, if you're in a mail room and you're looking for a clue.
And if it says The Amazing Race on it.
And it says The Amazing Race on it, and it looks like every other clue that's ever been on The Amazing Race.
In the history of The Amazing Race.
Then that's actually a clue.
Okay.
So that's something I've learned in the last 10
years. Okay, you know what? Mine are probably not so business related. I've learned that everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
I like that.
It's not always the way... We pictured it, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, and okay doesn't mean exactly what you dream of and what you imagine.
Right. No. Like, sometimes it's better.
Yeah, sometimes it's better.
But and then sometimes it's just fine, but it's always going to be okay.
There you go. Oh, so this is something I've learned in the last 10 years. My kids are, they're people, they're autonomous. No matter what I do, they are destined to be something. And that something does not entirely depend on me and you.
I'm still learning that.
Yeah.
I know. We've talked about that here. I completely have to unravel myself from my kids and their happiness, because if my kids have a bad day, then I have a bad day. And apparently that's a sign of just being really codependent, and I need to work on that. There were about 3 comments from people Lola's age saying they want her to be in more videos so they can talk about the stresses of this time of life as a teenager. That's not a question. I'm just putting that out there. Yeah. Like, that's, I just thought that was really interesting that people, I think people this age want to hear from a peer who's also going through that.
I hope she decides to do that in some form or fashion, whether that's like through the mental health club that she joined in her high school, or if she wants to deliver a message to a larger group of people. I think she would be incredibly influential. Mm-hmm. She would have to decide to want to do that. But I'm really proud of how she has processed anxiety, panic, and all of these things that come, quite frankly, from the stresses of being a high schooler right now, and is exacerbated by wanting to get into a selective college and also playing tennis. Like, just like picking that path is crazy.
Okay. Here's my favorite question.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? So it's been 10 years since we hit publish.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years from now... you and I may have very different.
No, do you know why I'm laughing? Because like, I've had to learn how to be excited about this question.
Oh, I love this question.
Kim likes this question so much more than me. I don't like this question. I want people to say, like, where do you see yourself right now? Things are awesome. But so you do love this question, which means you probably thought about it and you might have an answer.
So I think it's interesting. I think you feel very confined by this question, whereas I don't at all. I think it gives me an opportunity to dream.
You're right.
Yeah. So.
So what you got there?
Which I got. I imagine doing a version of what we're doing now. I love this podcast. Again, we've always joked that we're going to be doing this in the retirement home. It's like not going to even, there's microphones won't even be plugged into anything. Yep. And we'll be just yapping at each other. I love writing. And we, you know, I write pretty regularly on our blog. But I, you know, I always have this kind of daydream of maybe there's a fiction. You know, we've done nonfiction, but maybe there's a work of fiction in this brain. I would love to attack a project like that. I think in 10 years we'll be empty nesters. And I can picture documenting that journey as well, because the people who, I think our audience is aging with us. And I think that there would still be, I love the sense of community on these pages. So I can imagine documenting the empty nest life. So a version of what we're doing now, you know, and then 10 years from now, putting on those Christmas jammies, seeing if they still fit. God. And rocking around, I don't know, for 10 years, if we're lucky enough to still live here. What do you think?
I don't think we'll be in a nest at all. I think we will have fled the nest. I think we will, our kids will be 24, 25, and 28. I think we'll be traveling. I think we'll be out. Like, this house may be here, and if we own it, we just may not be in it very much. I think if we do any sort of content, it might be out in the world and not confined by these walls.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, we need to buy the domain, like, empty nest life or whatever.
I'm sure that's already been bought.
I'm sure it is.
It's like, it, yeah, everything's been bought.
Yes.
But Kim, I'm turning 50 in less than a year, and that, to me, is a whole different barrel of content if we want to make it into our career, and just show that life starts after 50. Yeah. It doesn't end after 50. It's not over the hill. And I think that we have an opportunity to absolutely, like, continue to do some of these things, but also a little more on our own time. And maybe, like, here's, in 10 years, I see myself putting a video out because I feel like it, and not because this is my job.
Yeah.
It's time to put another video out.
But you know what, though? I heard Dolly Parton, either I read it or I heard it in an interview, where she's such a prolific songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the most prolific songwriter, and her process, and she's still writing music. And I've never heard somebody explain it so beautifully, and I'm going to be paraphrasing here, but this is basically how she sees the world, is that something happens and it inspires a song. It turns into music in her brain. So I love walking through the world and thinking, like, oh, is that anything? Like, even this morning, you had a sneezing attack. Was it last night? You had a sneezing fit?
Sure did.
And PC and I were outside the door, and we were, like, impersonating you because you sounded like the guy, like the ka-chow from Cars, and we're like, these are like dad's 10 sneezes, and we were just like imitating you because you have these really loud funny sneezes, and I'm like, is that something, is that funny? And just, oh, I just, and it's, and we're not going to make a TikTok making fun of you, but I like that this career, whatever it is, has me looking at life looking for comedy.
Sure. No, I love that.
And because my brain's natural tendency is to not look for comedy. It goes dark pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that I have to, not have to, that I get to look for ways to make it funny, I don't know if I ever want to stop doing that.
You can do that. You can do that without pulling a camera up, though. Like, you can do that and just enjoy the humor in life.
I know. But I think the urgency of, like, posting something and getting feedback on it, like, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah. A version of this, and hopefully you're still married to me. You're not sick of me.
Yeah, I'll still be married to you.
Like,
if you'll have me.
I mean, the paperwork of getting a divorce sounds just really daunting.
That's the most romantic thing I think you've ever said to me.
I love you.
I love you too, baby. This has been a fun 10 years.
It has.
And thank you for those of you who are listening for being along for whatever part of it you've stayed along for. We promise to keep keeping it real. No, I don't know.
We promise to keep knocking your shoes off your butt.
Off your ass. yeah. Woo, I really do need to chill out a little bit.
Your eyes are twitching. I will say in 2024, it's going to be a fun year because we have this new fun game coming up. We have Penn's book. ADHD is awesome.
I need to reread that cover to cover in the next 2 days, apparently.
Yes, I know. It's when you're lucky enough to have a book in place, and like he's written it for the ADHD brain. I mean, there's obviously help because there's like graphics and, you know, Sam and Amory have we had this amazing artist, like the, just spacing it all, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you have to triple, quadruple.
Well, we're at layout now, which is really exciting, you guys, because the layout was, in fact, the best part of the book. And that's the thing I think I had the least to do with. I had more to do with the heart and the content. My team, Kim, Anne-Marie, Sam, were the ones who saw an opportunity to turn this into kind of more of a textbook-looking thing. So I've really got to look carefully at this.
Yeah, I mean, not like a boring textbook.
No, a fun one. Like, I'm looking forward to reading it. I just haven't had a chance to open the page. Mm-hmm. And it's been sitting on my desk for...
To be clear, reading it, you mean like the final review. You've written.
No, I've written it. You guys, yeah, I know it's in the book. I just don't know what it looks like. And I'm finally getting to see it.
I can't wait to read it.
Yeah.
Anywho, guys, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. And this is like so self-indulgent and weird. And I mean, I don't know if people even listen to this.
You mean the fact that we just did a podcast about us?
Us.
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 Oh gosh.
Oh my God, we're so terrible. Oh my God, do you think, okay, prediction. So this video is going to publish tomorrow.
No, today.
Oh, I know, but okay, today in the magic podcast world. How much hate do you think we're going to get for it? How many thought pieces are going to be written about us?
None, because you have to get a certain number of views to get a thought piece.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, it definitely, it's not going
to
be like viral.
You have to be like in the 8 or 9 millions when people really start sending the thought pieces out. That's usually how it works.
My favorite are the open letters.
Yeah. Honestly, we made this video for ourselves.
Yeah.
Just because we can't believe we've been doing this for 10 years. I don't know that a casual viewer is going to really catch on to that.
And the kids are in the video, but because they're in school and play sports and whatever, we had to wait till a weekend to kind of capture their part. And we... You know, it was like their part took 20 minutes from beginning to end of shoot. And we sort of interviewed them on the end. And Lola said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'm so thankful for that video because I don't really have a lot of memories of my dad being around before then.
Mm-hmm.
And after that video, I saw him all the time and I get to see him all the time now. Hmm. And that's like, like Penn started openly sobbing. So did I. So fun times. Anyway. We are so, God bless, we're so thankful for you, the people who listen to us and indulge us and watch our stupid videos.
Yeah, you're the reason that we've been able to do all this crazy crap.
So we love you and wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy everything, and we love you.
Everybody just enjoy the next few days if you can, next few weeks, get together with your loved ones, and yeah. That was not a great close for me.
Because sometimes your loved ones drive you flipping crazy.
Also, like, I can remember a long period of time where I had to work every day, including Christmas.
Oh, my God. I worked mostly Christmas.
Yeah, so, and I feel like
so
this year
people,
is one of those
enjoy
days.
The next few weeks.
Let me start over. We love you guys, and we're just happy for any time that we can have with you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.